Good morning. It's 10:10 a.m. on Sunday, December the 10th. Really? That's a lot of 10s. 12, 10, 17. 10:10 a.m. Yeah, I'm out late. Kid was supposed to go to work at 9. And at 9:15, she says, would you take me to the doctor's? Because I can't go to work. So we did. We spent a pleasant few minutes. It wasn't very long. In urgent care, and she does have a cold. But we've, you know, ruled out bronchitis and sinus infections and all the other things it could be. She was sick for a week. So it was time to go get checked out. Oh, excuse me. So she did. We did. And I finished reading my last book last night and could not connect to anything in the waiting room. So I couldn't get a new book. I couldn't get anything to download. It was tedious. It was a lesson to always keep a spare book. Don't wait till tomorrow once you finish one. And I'm still reading Deanna Chase, Piper Rain. They're light, they're fun. Engaging. Hard to argue. So I almost went in, I forget home, I almost went in and sat down and no, you're dressed, you got your boots on, you know this is what you want to do. It goes beyond what I need to do to manage my health, what I will need to do to manage my mood. It's what I want to do because I do feel better when I get back. Now, I am pumping along here, trying to get back. I've only had one cup of coffee and two pieces of toast this morning. It's 10 o'clock. By the time I get back, it's going to be brunch time. What do I have for Sunday brunch? I'll have to think about that. So, yesterday was one of those days where I woke up, I went down, I sat, and looked up at 1:30 in the afternoon. And it's like, what, where, how? Well, it was very disconcerting to be sitting there at 1 in the afternoon, still thinking it was, oh yeah, I still have time to go find one. I could have gone in the afternoon, I suppose. I did write. I gotta do my sitting in silence meditation. I gotta see if I can do push-ups again. I pulled somewhere, somehow, pulled, strained, aggravated shoulder muscle of my right shoulder. So rather than aggravate it more, I try to just a few push-ups a day instead of my normal several repetitions of 25. So I did 25 last night and it pulled a little bit, but it wasn't too bad. have to try again today. Not quite where or how, because I don't remember doing anything, having it act up while I was actually doing them. It's just when I started to do them the other day, I was like, oh, okay, that's kind of a problem. So I'm trying to let it rest, let it heal up a little bit. I gotta get a Part D. I gotta get a supplemental insurance plan going here. It's the 10th. I have until January 12. But I'd really like to get signed up before the end of the month, because the plans I'm looking at come with gym memberships, and if you know, I don't have to pay for gym membership if it comes as part of the benefit of the Part D health insurance, then I would take it and then perhaps go. I could benefit from having a trainer for a few weeks just to help me get a routine going that's going to be a little more beneficial than push-ups and sit-ups and 2-pound weights. I don't know, we'll see. I really do need to get signed up though. I have 3 months from the time I am eligible for Medicare to sign up for Part D. And I needed to get that done. I don't believe it's going to stop the phone calls, but we'll see. I've put a lot of guys on my Ardo reject list, so perhaps that's culling the herd a little bit. Although all I have to do is call from a different number and they'll get through again. Oh, sure, I'm recording now and there's no geese. I just heard one squeak a minute ago. When I started out, there were flocks, not exactly darkening the sky flocks, but there were flocks of geese. Making all kinds of noise. Now I got the recorder running where I could probably record them. You could hear them. There aren't any around. The temperature outside my back door said 40. The official Greeley temperature is 26. It's a beautiful sunny day. So I suspect this next half mile is going to be pretty warm. I'm wearing the full thermal outfit here, but coat's unzipped, I'm not wearing any gloves. I don't have my fleece hood. My fingers were quite cold when I started, but I've warmed up enough. It's not bad, it's not bad. Oh yeah, I feel that sound. Gosh, it's hot. Hot. It's very, very warm is what it is. What kind of parade is this? couple little kids. Looks like a teenager with a switch. Dog. Round guy wearing shorts. Get ready to say it with me. Monk post.
They have names of all those burgers. And they have a bit.
What a herd. Up a little bit here. Dog walking time, apparently. Morning. Bristly fur all over him. What kind of scrappy? So the dog. No kidding. He was a long, thin drink of water. Had a cookie dust mustache. And then a baseball cap. Slouched along. Sweatshirt over thermal underwear. Blue jeans. I've seen it before, I think. Don't recognize the dog. So the story, I think, is coming along. The story is come to what could be the final confrontation here. Yeah, I'm hungry. My stomach is growling. I was talking to me and saying, hello, remember me? You're supposed to eat 6 small meals a day. You had the first one. That was the down payment. Where the hell's the rest? I gotta go home and fix some food. Yeah, I'll just have another piece of peanut butter toast and eat some lunch. Clunking. Car parked in the corner of the, got a trailer attached. I kept hearing this metallic clink, clink, clunk, clunk. Could figure out, I didn't see anybody, was anybody. This guy's playing with a trailer hitch, I didn't see it till I got by. There's some geese. Five, 30 of them. I posted a bonus picture this morning on Google Plus. There's this house I walk by that has a sort of a bridge over a faux river. It was there's a little curving river of round stones down the middle of their lawn, and they have this little decorative bridge that goes across it. And they usually decorate the bridge. And the last couple of years, it's been pretty interesting. They just put pumpkins on for Halloween. But the last couple of years, they put these little plastic skeletons out. And this year, they put little Santa Claus hats on them, ran the tinsel around them. So it's like they're covered from Halloween to New Year's. All they need is like a turkey. Maybe a goblet of champagne or something, but then they'd be covered from Halloween through Thanksgiving into Christmas, right up to New Year's. I thought it was pretty cute, and I walk by it. I walk by it every day. I walk. It's always amusing. Today I stopped to take a picture. Something about it just tickled me. At any rate, here I am, coming up the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.